Malan, għaw, kummana dan u għasam għajs għu għamajk l-ewel episod ta' l-2012.
Jacob and Torrey.
Mi għajallum ġewa studio għaw Jacob Gudolli għad fl-axħar tal-ħajjat.
One foot in the grave, if you
Mumija ju kollaw David li u għamaruf pala l-unika gynecologist għanna ġoħa għawdex.
Ola.
Yeah.
Priceless look.
Mela, dan l-episod ħajkun il-Game of the Year Award Special tana li kif rajtu kienem ħafna propaganda.
Ħafna sola, ħajkun fi ħafna sola.
What?
Fuck, sola tijed.
Anyway, ħajkun u l-Game of the Year Awards tana għal-naħseb l-iktar sena awesome għal-video gaming history. Kienem ħaj semmaw l-lop li whisper għabli għasin donajtu li ħarġu fil 2011, so it's gonna be awesome. Issa ħanibdow b'naqa news recap fuq l-aħħar news li laqatna, speċjalment ħajk fa' namlu samere naqa żgħira ta' CES li kien boring as fuck this sena.
Kien hemm affarijiet interessanti wkoll.
Tipo l-washing machine li tista' tibbad fakja.
Aha dik toaster li tuża bħala
frisbee.
La, dak tisal rocket.
Fisting machine.
Lala, ma part il-Nike.
Il-Nike?
Ma part il-Nike, kienem affarijiet interessanti.
Okay, so I apologize for this episode sucking ass.
I'm trying to gozify it. So.
Anyway, nibdowna għab news, naħseb l-iktar aħbar interessanti li kanna wara l-aħħar episode li għadda kienet fuq God of War. Four, jew next installment, jew spin-off ta' series. Bażikament ma nafux.
Għalhekk sejlux
spin-off.
Ma ngħidx li jkun spin-off imni. Jekk isemmuh four ma tkun full-fledged game sequel.
Ma l-four just semmija x'ismu. Ngħidu kif inhi. Da bażikament ir-rumer li tad-dej huwa li l-persuna li qed iħossib is-soundtrack tal-logħba li miss fil-franchise. Nizzila fil-resume tiegħu. Nizzila bħala God of War 4, però ma nafux x'inhi fil-verità.
Eżatt, ifhimni. It's a strong suggestion li it's happening, so.
Le, it's happening for sure, però issa x'se tagħmel.
Dik il-punt.
I don't want to spoil anything for anyone who hasn't played the previous installment, però.
Ie, tispiċċa naqra, efem, bidejem tispiċċa open, xorta wahda miex, dak it-tip, kreatu setem fil-lum bat muxi tam. So, fejn mar? Għadu ħaj?
Mar pejje pa, rritmar, level stacċi ċenċon.
What? Għabli, għamin, it's persona ta' kreatu seġi fejn zgulli għamil dak il-ħagġa. Għat li għat juqtu l-armata nis, per eżempi.
Just kien għad bet rip kbira.
Fem li kif spiċċaw għalla għu miftuħa pratikament, so di għamem ċas li.
It is, pero.
Ma kif spiċċiet? Xizza pista jarġi ġri.
Ija, dik il-ħal, dik il-punt.
Who will piss him off?
Jesus. Immaġina.
Ktib ta' dik fuq il. Ma nimmaġina. Ma nafx,
one big mystery.
Rumors li għadin jgħidu li ħatkun co-based u hoħ asna fil.
Ila rumor dik il-ħagġa li ħajkien hemm hoħ fis-series.
I have no idea how it will pan out.
Ma kienx dewa kbar huma.
Sorry.
U ho.
Le. U għandu iktar minn hoħ wieħed mhux Hercules ġifieri mhux dan proprju.
Le, missieru
hoħ tal-PSP man, ja jew
Darius, what the fuck?
No, ma jidhirx. Jider darba fil ġo temple biex engraving tiegħu misu stampa tiegħu mnaqxa fl-art. Nsejt biex fil-one jew fit-two prattikament.
Naħseb tal-one.
Naħseb xax tal-one.
Kif kien spiċċiet jien mgħalija li jħuh kien jobodu ħafna, kien hemm xi ġdida bejnietu. Kien babsu meta kienu
żebel Jacob.
Ċas skodak mhux jien.
Bil-ħaq ċesku mux jgħataw fi fattin semmu.
Hi, Chesk.
Hi, Chesko.
You.
Anyway, ma parti minnek, kien hemm announcement naqa' cool minnaħa ta' Microsoft li ma taġrix ta' spiss.
Cool u Microsoft ma tantx imorru.
Eżatt, Flight Simulator. Kif tistgħu it week jawa l-alla ta' għadek it-tip ta' spice għal this generation and uħarġu għaw free of charge.
Cool.
Which is awesome. Għatkun cool. Based ġewwa xejtu ġewwa islands fil-Caribbean.
Nice.
Which will be awesome. Ħajaqblu l-peripherals kollha magħha madhom ma tkellmux fuq il-Kinect for Windows jekk hux ħadkun available għaliha, però.
Immaġina.
Awesome. Cool. Tipo Logitech kollha, MedKits kollha, kollox jaqbel magħhom. Fantastic, man, and it's free of charge. Ovvjament jekk trid tixtri xi add-ons u hekk ħajkunu qed it's amazing. I mean, it's good fan service. Yep. Mas tanejtix minn Microsoft. I mean, naħseb Flight Simulator kienet l-ikbar milked out series taħħom li kienet daħlu pala flus taħħom. Pero anyway, it's good to know that. Issa, fuq aħbar naqa disappointing, wahda mill-iktar first person shooters li kont looking forward għalija nis-sena li hija Gotham City Imposters. Ġid delayed for no reason whatsoever. Ovvjament MLB ta' tista' tipprovawha bħalissa, però.
Meta kellha toħroġ li proprju.
Kellha toħroġ. January the 2nd aw the 10th u ma jafux meta ħarġuha fil-Friday. They hope to release it in February, però it's unconfirmed. I mean ġejament meta ma jkunux jafu data però ħajkunu ċerti li fil-Friday jmidu l-30 February.
Ma femni, jekk hemm il-bit għaddejja speċi mhix se gravi l-ħaġa jekk m'hemmx ma sibux critical bugs jew hekk.
Ma femni, jien ngħidu kif inhi l-abt il-bita, it's fucking amazing and it's fun as fucking fuck. Sabiħa ħafna, ġifier ma preżentixxi ħadkun daqshekk cool. Lalla. L-istess tip ta' feeling meta rajt waħda mill-iktar lop li għat looking forward da 2012 qabel ma nibdew il-Game of the Year Awards li hija Brothers in Arms. Rajt wa ġdida?
Ja, video.
It is awesome, man. It has that Inglourious Basterds feeling to it. Marwa
kienet edha fil-Fleet 3.
Yeah, and the stylization. Stylization ta' xizema dak il-loba.
Team Fortress.
Team Fortress, man. It looks cool, I mean. Indunaw li ma kinuxet il-laħ u jikkompetu ma da, so they went their own way and I admire that. It's cool.
Kam ħaddum ta' għamil l-istess affarijiet
bħal-ħaddu. It's cool. I hope.
It's sexy.
Activision jagħmel l-istess.
Activision.
As a whole. They can go fuck themselves. Anyway, ma smajtu nix ngħidlek. Anyway, għedin fuq delays. Silent Hill Collection ġid delayed by a whole month as well. Pratikament il-problema ta' polishing.
Ajja mill-ħarġ l
il-diġa kienet ġid delayed kellha toħroġ September, ġid delayed għal-January, u s-sarġa ġid delayed by another month. So, what is taking you so long to port a fucking old game to.
Meta għandu toħroġ Silent Hill ġdida? Għandek idea?
Downpour. Suppost ma għaw, kolla fl-istess xar, kalla mi ħarġu. Ma semmaw xej. I mean, il-post taħħom fuq it-tret kienet just Silent Hill Collection. Ġid-delayed. Ma semmaw xej fuq Downpour. U marredu jamlu xar. Iħarġu it-tlet titles li għandhom ħirġin, għax għandhom wahda oħra u koll ħirġa l-portables.
Ipħala collection, xaj kun t-consisti?
Ah, well, l-oplan t-tiki tal-PS2.
2-3-4, l-immaġin.
Eżat, 2-3-4, so.
If 2-3 worth it, ħafna.
Ħafna, specialment 2 is one of the best horror games in the history of gaming.
Very, very.
Pedaman Duck.
2?
That's amazing.
Wow.
I preferi 2-1, n-bad.
Awi, ebba, 2 lapta, so.
Yeah. 2 get lo uħda l-update.
Estia.
Tu l-iktar li rajta awesome. Creepy. I mean, I shut my pants to it.
Creepy. I mean, Pyramid Head, dude. But I'm not better.
Yeah, I know. Rajta tu jizim, bat.
I loved it, man. Sa jema tan ċaħobna lab horror flicks, pero it worked really well. Naħseb dik waħda mill-lonni xi Silent Hills li baqgħet ġo moħħi. I mean, Diamante in the back of my mind.
Anke The Room, The Room kienet tajba.
The Room ma labtiex, to be honest.
Fira medħed fit-triki, mhix fit-tu.
Fit-tu?
Ne. Tu kien xi boss.
Alright, ija.
Fit-tu l-ewwel darba li deher.
Fit-tri għamluh tipu enemy, ħin kollu tita qamija.
Fit-tu tal-mara, ja.
Pero l-wan u għajdu li jekku xħat ħoskom l-istess, l-iktar loba f-moħi li kell li l-niftakar trailer frame by frame.
Dik id-diska.
Dik id-diska b'kollox, b'dawk l-uċuħ creepy u realistika l-alla, hija ta' Silent Hill 1. I can never ever forget that trailer, man.
Amazing.
It was one of the most amazing trailers for a video game ever.
Anke pa' survivor horror games li kien hemm għal-dak iż-żmien jiet.
Dak iż-żmien x'kien hemm, Resident Evil.
Resident Evil 1
tibda.
Ma' xorta par atmosfera hi kienet l-ewwel game li kienet bomba.
It was fucking
amazing. Kien hemm il-dar dak iż-żmien.
Me dik ħarġet wara.
Dak wara, man. Dak ħarġet flag.
Li kien hemm Melon in the Dark, inti qed tgħid inta l-form għalija.
No.
L-antika.
Lele, ma l-antika, ma tantx kien jissemmew daqshekk.
Aħna ovvjament, ma konniex daqshekk favur.
Li bdew jissemmew meta ħarġet il-4.
Fuq PS2.
Eżatt.
Anyway, għal-menu fan kbir ta' Dark Souls u Demon Souls, palissa dejja petition biex tiġi portjata fuq il-PC. Ta' kollu ġera wara li Namco Bandai annunċaw, mux annunċaw, tafaw fuq tred li speċi jekkem id-demand bizzejiet, jekk turuna li jem bizzejiet demand għalli għall-loba, n-porti għaw għal-PC. Pero, jimma nemmenx li ħassir.
Vera bullshit. Din dissi, speċament mill-developers ġappuniżi, dejjem, u l-interess, u l-interess fil-kas namluwa. I mean, jisik jtib blackmail għal-fans. Blue balls, dispeċi jek ma jorġu biex mbagħad.
Ara, jiena, I agree completely that no PC game should be released. I apologize for this statement, pero PC gaming al developers or publishers, it's a huge waste of money,
yeah, it's
man.
It's not viable, pero short term market.
It's huge waste of money, man. Forsi minna xar persuni li huma PC gamers, għalleċ t-name innom jixru loba originali, there is the fucking Izohunt, or whatever, and download it. I understand them completely.
Problema kbir. Pero dejjem ma kandek
di ġibniha aħna fuqna nifisna so. I don't give a crap. Aħjar, jibqgħu jinvestu fuq il-console so better graphics. I don't give a crap. Anyway, naqelbu fuq l-CES. Basikament kien boring as fuck, kien hemm few announcements li kienu naqa' ass tingling. Pero on the whole prezentajt ħafna iktar, speċjalment minn Microsoft, prezentajt li ħajsemmu xi ħaġa fuq l-STB li ġejja.
Din hija l-aħħar sena tagħhom Microsoft, they're dropping out.
Yeah. Fil-fatt għamlu big announcement. Big announcement.
Laqas fuqha u daqas fuqha.
La Madonna. Jiena pretendejt li ħajannunċaw li ħajannunċaw l-STB tagħhom. Bażikament about 1 week before the CES conferences started off, xtaraw approximately kem 30 licenses, TV licenses, broadcasting licenses, which means that something is
Din jippreparaw għal Xbox Live.
Yeah, u l-ħaġa li the channel list, such a heavy channel list, mem lebda application fuq 360 li kapaċi ta' handle jom, so they have to have another product. So either ħajħorġu television, I mean, da purely speculation di għaj. Għidder joħorġu
television.
Tejċek, man. Tejċek. I mean, għandhom name backup ta' d-duluri. Irnaxilom immeċu Sony dak il-television tal-ħara li ħarġu ġest għax għandu logo tal-PlayStation. It's a session TV.
Għidder għax ta' Microsoft ta' jistru. Għax Microsoft.
Yep. That's the reality, man.
Microsoft are a software company, I'll definitely more and more of
it. They check, man. They check. I mean, times are changing and Xbox and Microsoft right now are in a very good position. Specjalmente wara Black Friday għadnim impressionat kif għalleċin nisadom jħorġu jixxu l-ek 360 b'dak l-ammonti, man, dak huge volume, stejt li mhux għax cheap, però għall-PlayStation, it's cheap as well. They are still going for the Xbox and that says a lot. That says a fucking lot. Anyway, konna dinajdu fuq il-CES. Windows, Microsoft, annunċaw il-Kinect for Windows li għal-peripheral marufa għal-Xbox 360 li għal-motion sensor taħħa, adapted għal-PC consumers. Pero, abżata ta' $100, reason being li għal-sensor inkorporat ġewwa fih, kapaċi jaqbdek at 40 cm away, which is awesome.
M'hemmżu tkun il-bot.
Eżatt, jien ma nafx kif ma jipplepentawx l-istess sensor fuq l-Xbox 360. I mean, ma nafx kif taħdem.
Fimni, ma naħsibx li għamal fejn tkun 40 cm għal qudiem 46 inch television, per eżempju.
Però, 3 feet away, minn 3 feet għal 40 cm għam aħba.
Għabsa, ma għanti għatma għat qudiem television għak biex nil-applawba.
Però, 3 feet away, Jesus Christ, again.
Stillu.
Nafsiħbi. Mux għan semmi jismu, għandu wahda, xtaraħħa l-apartment, forsi għandu. Forsi għandu kamra da' STI, għandu free space da' STI. Ma taqdux,
ma. Ma jridu jazbu għal-konsumer u kol, dak il-tip jħatħroċ. Jħatħroċ. Da' device, jismu 199, all right, ma taħtħroċ għadna 299 biex toqgħod 40 cm li miex vajabel, ħagġa.
Minja. Jħorġu l connect for apartment.
Connect for hobo boxes, and the what?
Portable Kinect. Alla. It's fun in the subway. Sorry. It's episodes when I'm warm shwara dash tab lay do this. Rambling.
What about the kind of party?
Anyway. Purchase them, yeah.
Met you. Sony. Sony.
Sony li huma the electronics giants kif nafu l-lum li jagħmlu awesome televisions, però li huma ħalli overpriced in my opinion. About 3 weeks ago għattaw il-karti ma' Samsung fil-partnership li kellhom magħhom għall-LCDs u ġimgħa wara annunċaw li ħajjagħmlu discontinuations sħiħ tal-product lines sħiħ tagħhom tal-organic LED TVs, which literally shocked the fucking world.
Low LED huma literalment il-futur ta' televisions.
Exactly. Kulħadd ħaseb li including me they're fucked and they're enough. Edin in the last
għadni niftakar telefonata panikjet tamtiju.
Ma konx naf xaqba taħseb. Pero fis-CES Sony rnexilhom jitrowljawna għalhekk għax annunċaw is-CLD li huwa l-Crystal LED Display. Basikament dan id-display huwa tant huwa awesome, tant huwa awesome li jekk taraha l-iktar minn 10 minuti wiċċa kidub. It's that awesome. It's that awesome. I shit you not, man. Anyway, it-teknoloġija behind this product huwa li l-LEDs huma mamuli mod differenti. Il-pigmentation tagħhom huwa RGB, red, green, blue, draw every diode. Issa, apparti minn hekk, television panel tal-LED normali jkollu 3 layers fuq qudiemu li ovvjament ħajbattilek fil-brightness, fil-contrast u fil-sharpness. Dan hawn m'għandu layer ta' xejn, jiġifieri in-native resolution tiegħu huwa vegetastic, man, tista' timmaġina.
Literalment il-pixel density tal-LEDs fuq television normali huma ta' 2 million. Fuq
6 million plus. U apparti minn hekk il-black levels tiegħu huma too much għal-ma plasma man.
Ovvjament, it's an OLED derivation.
It's fantastic, man.
Viewing angle amazing, like typically 90 degrees. Viewing angle.
Għandek 179.99 viewing.
Jitraħ mill-ġenb qed tara l-istess ħaġa.
It's unbelievable, man. I mean the technology which will revolutionize TVs as we know them.
Just nisperaw li l-prezz ikun viable. Għax din ngħidu Samsung u LG għal ħarta
sena
jħorġu l-OLED l-kbar.
Ngħidu hekk. Kull meta ħarġu teknoloġija. Il-pacing tija taħħa il-teknologija, it's so fast, man, li il-prodotti mandonx ħas ikunu għali. Najmi ma nafx jek taqbilx miħaj, pero 3D TV li għal kemilom li ħarġu.
Yeah, ma konġumu.
Raħsu iktar malajr minn li kem raħsu l-LCDs.
True.
I mean, toħroċ issa tista tixi 42 inch 3D bel fjura, man, 999. It's unbelievable. Aħseb wara daw, forsi jagħmellek l-ewwel flat xhur, expensive imbagħad boom.
Good times ahead.
Yeah, I hope so. Għax dak was probably I'm holding off to buy a 55 inch. And for this man, for the crystal LED. I can't wait.
Ma jitħorġ l-kamra tiegħek, man.
La ma xawġej.
Imagine the porn.
Da l-maximum għal-porno, għax imbagħad pixelization eżaġerat. Anyway, għadha tinsemmu l-porno. L-aħħar announcement li interessana bażikament ġewwa CES dis-sena kien li Razer li huma famużi ħafna għall-gaming peripherals annunċaw Project Fiona li huwa tablet bażikament aimed għall-gaming market. Huwa 10.1 inch full HD tablet OLED display ġo fih għandu l-Core i7 processor u hija aimed specifically biex jirranja full-fledged PC games. This is gonna retail for around $1,000, American dollars, which is fucking expensive.
Bħal kull ħaġa ħadd Razer narwa unnecessary.
Mhux unnecessary. It's something that can be upgraded. How can you kif tista' twiegħed in-nies man li is gonna be able to run fully fledged PC games? Alright. Sissa, mbagħad jekk toħroġ logħba li għandha bżonn video card aktar
saħħa. Min ħajqod jilablek fuq tablet controller jisu navigator tal-move fuq kull naħa. Miflok juża keyboard u mouse.
Għax hu bażikament on every side, skużani għax ma spjegajtilkomx, hu mhux just a tablet kif nafu ħaħna. On every side għandu navigator control blanalog resembling il
navigator
il-nunchuck tal-Wii u l-move. It is quite cumbersome biex nkun onest. Il-battery life tagħhom it-tizja u li ħajonżaw teknoloġija ġdida l-batteries tagħhom li ħatkun matching and surpassing the average laptops of nowadays, but
imma jekk irid console experience fuq tablet, alright, irid nilabloba ħames sija dwar ir-reġim, mhux ħajkun biżejjed dak. Alla ma taqbax tilaba fuq PC.
Jimmu.
Għalhekk ma nifhimx il-punt
dalla. Fejn aħdem jien għandna x'ismu għaw tablet tal-Windows li huwa 10.1 inches. Eżatt bħalu. U biżejjed feedback is huge, man. It's huge. Għax qed ngħidu l-iPad 2 it's 9 inches xi ħaġa. Da 10 inches and it's huge. Issa aqbad dawk u żid ġiex analogs. It's
it's ugly, man.
Ma nistax nkommentaw qabel nippruvaw ħażad. Pero ma nafx, I don't think it's comfortable. Sanara. Anyway, fuq CES dak biss kien hemm interessanti, jekk ma interessawkomx forsi hoovers u washing machines u
nitkellmu fuq il-modell l-ġdid tal-washing machine tal-Whirlpool.
Anyway, naqilfu fuq news ikraħ. Unfortunately, 2012 ma jidirx li bdiet bit-tajja pal-industrija, bażikament daqs kien hemm a densely populated market for the past what five months. Issa ovvjament we're off peak, so ħafna developers are closing down and getting rid of their employees. So waħda mill-ikbar closure hekk jibsa li rajt kienet ta' jgħid Bright Light li kienu fi żmienhom ħadu ħsieb l-logħob tipu Populous, man, which is a fucking huge deal. Issa dik kienet based fl-Ingilterra. EA Apparti di kella Criterion, so Criterion hija l-unika UK-based developer ta' EA.
Jabba,
it says a lot.
It's the best one li għadna ma jieġi biri, Criterion.
Jienatna għatnassu mili Criterion is gonna close down next in the UK, but not close down. Defunct.
Murru l-Kanada.
Eżatt, murru jew Montreal.
Seriously, xammek. Għammek jgħattu tax breaks għal developers, basikament. Ħagġa ma jmorux l-Ingilterra, dak di. Ma jmorux bizzejt, plus biex jimmatnu li l-għun.
Basikament.
Ħafna developers din jmuvjaw l-Kanada, seriously.
Umma, basikament l-gvern kanadiz, jekk jarak li umma jaħdmu bil-peak u off-peak, fil-peak ħajkollok it-taxxi kif suppost, u fl-off-peak jekk inti tkun batut, ovvjament ma tistax laħaq mal-pagi, u hekk ituk break, jidu lek isma'. Right now, tħallas taxxi, tħallas il-licenses u tħallas hekk, però meta terġa' tippikkja, meta now li sales are going up, you have to pay back. And it's awesome, man. It's good but for the industry.
Ħafna gvernijiet, ħafna gvernijiet. Ċertu gvernijiet jagħmlu ħaġa pereżempju Guerrilla Games supportjati mid-Dutch government. Dak jissussidjawhom pratikament biex imexxu l-industrija. I mean wara kollox
it helps
a lot. It helps the economy pratikament.
It helps the economy. So ma nafx għaliex pajjiż bħall-Ingilterra ma jagħmel din biċċa ta' xogħol. It baffles me.
Għandhom il-problemi tagħhom l-Ingilterra.
Anyway, ma parti daw kien hemm ħafna layoffs minn ID Software. ID Software għal minn ma jafx ħadoħseb Quake, Doom, għalleċ Rage, Wolfenstein 3D, so...
Mill-li jider Rage ma mlix ma marġ daqseb.
It looked awesome. But it's broken. I have to be honest, it's a broken game. Pero, kien hemm ħafna layoffs, man, pero ma annunċawx kemm ħajkunu, kemm kien hemm layoffs issa, għax għadhom għaddejjin. So that's a very, very, very horrible news.
Meta bdew?
Spera ma taffet
on the 1st January.
Għadhom għaddejjin.
Għadhom għaddejjin. So they're laying off bit by bit, pero I think it will spell maybe defunct.
Yeah.
Ma nafx.
Spera ma l-kohat jisubxu għal jirġa ma l-għaj.
Hopefully. EA, għadna kam semmejna ta' EA Bright Light. EA li għamlu għas biskaċċaw persuna mġedma minn Bright Light, kolla għasmu għamġo departments. Which is cool. Which is cool. L-istess ħaġa għamlu Sony peress li għal u.
Big.
X-sema, dik developer, development team behind Pursuit Force.
Big studio.
Għadu xsib l-adaptation ta' Motorstorm u koll, Pursuit Force 1, 2, 3.
Motorstorm jgħu wahda mill-laqwa portable racers li għadżar. That's amazing. Ħafna nismax rawiex, pero.
Jien nishtaq nipprova di Motorstorm RC.
Yep.
Which will be available in February. Jien ħankun l-Ingilterra.
Kudni miegħek?
La. Hopefully ħankun lucky enough li ninserta. PS Vita. Jekk le nara l-iktar tifel jew tifla weak li għandha dak hemm xagħat il-Vita u noħodilha. Anyway, naqelbu.
Ġew jirrejpjak mill-ewwel imma insomma.
What? Naqelbu on lighter news. EA kif qed insemmu, ma nafx kif kellhom hekk a surge of niceness. U ħarġu tipo bonus package għal Mass Effect 3 u x'isema Kingdoms of Amalur The Reckoning. Bażikament jekk tiżel id-demo ta' Mass Effect 3 u tgħaddiha kompletament ikollok bonuses ta' The Reckoning free. U jekk inti tgħaddi d-demo ta' The Reckoning kollok il-bonuses ta' Mass Effect 3. It is bloody amazing, specialment għal-fat li inti tirbaħ l-armers u l-weaponry tal-lop ġifiri.
Ħaġa smart, it's cross-marketing, speċi jgħakħoċa mittiċ interessa.
Palissa għanurikom l-armer ta' Mass Effect 3 ta' Kingdom of Amalur. It's amazing.
Wow.
U that's Basikament Kingdoms of Amalur il-Creative Art Director u MacFarlane.
Jidher l-istil tiegħek.
Stil eżatt, oh man, it's amazing.
Tista' taraw ir-ritratt
fuq il-kostum għal karnival.
U apparti minn hekk jekk aw taddi ta' Mass Effect fuq Kingdom of Amalur ikollok it-tip suit tiegħu ma' ovvjament il-medieval styling.
Jiġobli cross-promotion.
It's awesome. Kif qed insemmu Kingdoms of Amalur, it's bloody amazing. It's a very good RPG and it's gonna steal Skyrim's fucking spotlight. Dude, trust me. I liked it.
Alright.
I hate RPGs. I loved it. Yes. I loved the fuck out of it. Yeah, and I loved it in and around the mouth.
I'm down.
Okay. What? Naħseb fuq news nistgħu nieqfu hawnhekk, ovvjament reviews m'għandniex ngħidulkom. Iżda ma toħroġ roba interessanti minn żmien Mrs. Pac-Man.
Yes.
What?
What?
X'laqat nilabda l-aħħar 20 sena jien.
I have a bunch of games on ma kellix ċans nilagħbhom, so nistgħu naqelbu Game of the Year Awards għal 2011. Ibqgħu magħna, ovvjament ħakunu mingħajr qalsiet u jekk alla jrid mingħajr qalsiet ta' taħt. Anyway, ibqgħu magħna wara l-break.
Alla voja Jacob ilu Erwin minn ximdejna.
Eżatt. Dak is-suf ma joġ. Ej. Sija! Nerġaw l-ura maqom. Yeah, ass shape.
And yes, anyway. Cesco, Jacob loves you.
Man love, dude, man love.
No, a double naza għalzit minn ajrek.
Yeah. U der.
Dam l-allegazzjoniet minn
Facebook. Na, amosho. What? Kalliment il-picture.
Anyways.
Fuck my life. Anyway, ovvjament, mela, ħana għamlu proper announcement ta' Game of the Year Awards. Wissa is some guys one mic. Radio show Game of the Year Award. Okay, on a go.
Tak naqtam nekfet.
Anyway. Nibdu billi, ovvjament, nsemmu il-categories li għadna bajnietna, mbagħad ovvjament naqraw il-winners tagħhom. Basikament il-categories huma best PS3 game, best Xbox 360 game, best Wii, best PC, best portable, best FPS, action adventure, platform racing, sports, rhythm, sandbox, DLC, RPG, fighting, downloading, downloadable yes. Title, best online, best storyline, best motion control, best acting, best anal, best official soundtrack, best developer.
Ma votajt fuq best anal jien.
Inti m'għandekx vot fija di.
Don't worry,
you have
win.
To be a giver, not a taker. But on overall best game of the year and the overall worst AAA title of the year. Which will be quite interesting.
Quite interesting.
Hell yes!
Anyway, ħanibdow bil-best PS3 title of the year. ovvjament il-contestants kienna Uncharted 3, Resistance 3, Killzone 3 u Infamous 2. Daw kienu the AAA titles li abduk mill-bajt u they roll them around. They're awesome. Anyway, kienet jibsa ħafna, pero I think it's a unanimous vote li Uncharted 3, Drake's Deception, yeah, was the ultimate PS3 game of the year.
Mora review tijek iġir mama.
Review, the first 20 out of 10.
Ax kemi jowtum. Mana speechless, mana
stop jizzing.
Dude, I have a man crush on Drake, pero it's għadni għatma rajt delivery ta' entertainment in such an awesome way. Yep. It's amazing. It's deserved. Fat in the face, fantastic, man. Anyway, best 360 title of the year 2011, contestants kienu Forza 4, Halo Anniversary, Gears of War 3. Kien hemm lo piktar għal Xbox 360? No. So, Halo Anniversary played like crap. But the ultimate and most overlooked game, for some reason or another, is Gears of War 3, which
overlooked?
Played... It was overlooked, man. It nasit wara ġematejta.
Kem il-billion bieħed?
Oh, come on. Kem baqat tissama Gears of War 3? Kem baqat tissama? Seriously. And it had a very good online system, and it was top-notch, man.
Ifimni, dawdib tarab dejjem iħorġu fl-arz minn tassar.
Yeah, eżatt, Gears of War naħseb dik il-kazzata li kienet.
Ma Gears of War din jgħidu, Gears of War biex din jgħidu fucking Resistance 3, alright, li intassejt u għor wara.
Pero, I was amazed but by how quickly people forgot that this was Gears of War year. U li kienet l-aħħar waħda me trilogy Xbox.
Oh, amazing game. Ejjri gameplay, graphics, multiplayer, tajja pa kol darba. Well deserved.
Just there, I mean, multiplayer kienet fucking awesome. Imma kellha l-istorja.
Yep.
The story was amazing.
The ending.
It biex ma naħxux kollox, it tied all the untied knots. And it did it with spunk. Damn, man, sexually new.
Stop sucking dick, Jacob.
Anyway, just biex tkunu informati, biex ma namlu wiex biased kemm jista' jkun il-Game of the Year Awards. Ovvjament daħħalna nies li m'għandhomx x'jaqsmu ma' sam guys huma Mike li huma gamers u li huma naqam. Minna waqt nixxa nisalli għal Jake.
Anyway, I hate you.
Best Wii title of the year. Di weħelna naqafija jiena. Basikament il-contestants kienu The Conduit 2, which sucked ass.
Lol.
Ma kienemx lo boħra xin semmi, so fuq li ta' titot. Zelda Skyward Sword li għalija handled fantastically, man. U kena ma Shadow Steel.
Yeah.
Which, too, was an awesome game.
Kena ma Zumba Fitness, too.
Which you are a user of, I can clearly see.
Clearly. Ma serjament, yeah, sen uħra fejn il-wi kena t-lacking ħafna fil-release.
Oh,
and by the way, but mission semmejtu Zumba bħalissa u Bertu ħajbul taħtu. X'nit immaġina l-Jacob.
Nispera mhux qed timmaġina l-Jacob Bert u hija tarwi.
Anyways.
Kan qed ngħidu bħala we title. You too will have to break this. Basikament it's a tie between Zelda and Shadow Steel. Intom etnejx, taħsbu.
Zelda, of course.
Okay, so...
Yeah, Zelda.
Kienet...
That does it, man.
Ara.
Zelda, it handled fucking fantastically.
Dakin ħagġa, ħafna kienu septiks għal... new control system taħħa bażikament, pero it worked. It worked beautifully.
It worked really well, man.
It's a very good game.
For me to like a Zelda game, this was the first Zelda title I enjoyed playing. It's the first Wii title and... ħansemilek and a motion control title li tista' tilab bil-qeda beat minnhom imdaħla fil-qal sitta taħt. It's that fucking good. Anyway, naqalbu fuq il-best PC title of the year, di kienet naqa iebsa. Għanna Portal 2, ija, ħarġet fil 2011, Skyrim, The Witcher 2 u Battlefield 3. Battlefield 3, ha! Tfajta mġas biex nitċajta. Battlefield 3 muħat erbaħun katz.
Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3 għala biex.
Medek loba. Sorry. I thought it was a joke. Anyway, your thoughts. Jena, I cast my vote to Portal 2. It was the best game by far, man.
All right. Skyrim, amazing, amazing, amazing game.
Ma for the PC.
Manti jeliex. Għax it's bugged as fuck. On PC. Xorta wahda it's bugged as fuck. I mean, meta il-community taħroġ lok mod li jimprovja lek il-performance 20% fej il-developer ma miliex dil-ħagġa. It's ridiculous, eh, praticament. I mean, għal-għandi loba. Minflok t-rani għali 60 frames per second, t-rani għali 30, yeah, alright?
True.
Fejnum bat mod, t-tallaxi li b-60, bla performance, drop shape pratikament.
Yeah, I agree.
That's it's ridiculous. Skyrim I mean, meta jibda u joptimizja għaw il-lob, alright? Bat ma sissa.
It's too early.
Yeah.
Mbat kienem The Witcher 2. The Witcher 2, I have to say, naħseb wahda mill-iktar lobiet li waslet għaw. Li kella visuals li kienu jaw-dropping, man.
Yep.
I mean, l-unika titlu li nistan immaġina li għalija għamel visuals aħjar minna with such a confined specs kienet Uncharted 3. Pero The Witcher 2 is bloody amazing.
The Witcher 2, ħafna.
Pero, I have, jina għalija kienet diffiċli ħafna nażel bej The Witcher 2 u Portal 2, pero I have to cast my vote and it's Portal 2.
Jien naħseb inti għal Portal 2 wkoll.
Portal 2
vera hemm fuq il-konsol żuwek, ma naħseb primarily a PC game.
It is a PC game.
Minn segwi Witcher ħadkun fuq l-Xbox ukoll.
Yep, jirġa' bidu jew port fuq l-Xbox.
Portal ħanejdlek. It has the charm, the comic charm, and it has such an awesome and groundbreaking gameplay that ma nistax man tijilix, man. It's impossible.
Miex rivoluzjonarja pal ma kienet il-one, pero
il-co-op, man, it's fantastic. I mean, it will go down in gaming history. The Portal series has to go down in gaming history. It's revolutionized that series. Fuck,
tidbit sejf u
għet-umli s-sufta għadija.
Tidbit sejf u Portal. Portal l-ideja bidiet minn grupp ta' studenti bħala proġett ta' konta l-iskola, pratikament. But Valve, they all hired them, iġivri uħad ma fuq il-proġett ta' homestead.
But kacċewa, ma li
għamlu.
Li għamlu ġvela, ma nafu ġġalu. We had sa' rapist. Sorry, dik ma kienieċ waħda ma' kontakti. Next category in line kienet the best port. Sorry. Next category in line.
Jek kien dunajtu, metju qed jixrof.
Next category in line hija the best portable title of the year. Ma tantx kellna fejn nażlu, anyway, kollha Nintendo titles għandna Super Mario Land 3D, Mario Kart 7, The Legend of Zelda, Ocarina of Time 3D. Hands down, Super Mario Land 3D has got this award. It's
Mario Kart.
Fantastic. I mean,
more of the same Zelda, just game, Adima remade in 3D.
Remade. The Nintendo 3DS success. Super Mario Land 3D. Super Mario Land 3D managed to make that sucky 3D work.
Yep.
It worked brilliantly. Man, it's fantastic.
Good, good game.
It's a very good game. Best first person shooter of the year. Can Battlefield 3, Call of Duty, Crisis 2, Killzone 3, Bulletstorm. Bulletstorm 100 this year. Can it jibsa ħafna?
Jibsa ħafna. Modern Warfare 3 u Battlefield 3
Modern Warfare u Battlefield insoli jett l-semmejtum It all boils down to Crysis 2, li cannot overlook this sena, and it was a very good game. I mean, l-online kien broken, but it was overlooked, and I'm amazed, man. Kif jissajku?
L-loba t-tajba ħafna. ħafna.
It is very, very fucking good, man.
It deserved more.
And it's so cheap, man, to tojaplay.com. I mean, t-shirt up $16? What?
Għandajn Battlefield do Call of Duty the MSS High
Pidgey. It shits on it, man. I mean, it's a very good game. All the stuff about Bulletstorm, man. Mamula men team awesome. A lot of people can play.
It's just fun.
It's just fun. Tjena, I'm baffled.
Ara, mwix l-iktar genre favoriti. So, yeah. But kieku kalinti għal-wahda...
I have to cast my vote. I'm gonna give it to Killzone, man. Killzone 3. Killzone 3 al one specific reason. The controls. The controls and the mechanics are spot on. So I can't really think of another title that deserves it. I mean, Crysis 2 was good. Pero l-online ken moħxi from day one. Pero Killzone 3 qabel kellu online moħxi issa ġie improved totalment. I mean, toħu pjaċiri bit-take taħħom online. I mean, mux kollu deathmatch and that kind of crap. I mean, specialment dikta kullħam għandhom mode minnom online. Every 5 minutes taqbatu at-random kollok mode ma tkunx taf xin zoppetiġi. So ma jkollokx chance t-harvest jala l-weapons u I mean...
Al-Modern Warfare totalment mantijili, it's same old shit, l-online, l-online, n-nis diġa xabu minnu, yeah. Jena s-winti għall-Underdog, jew Resistance 3, jew Battlefield praktikament. Tanti jew Resistance 3, personalment. L-abta għuġ bitni, so.
Resistance 3 was good.
Yep.
Cool, ġifiri, it's a tie. It's a tie between Killzone 3 and Resistance 3. Wow, taħseb li għanna a Sony agenda, Joe.
No comment.
Fair, to be quite honest.
Opinjoni.
Eħan kunu honest. We do not have a sponsor. So we don't have no fucking affiliation with no one. Tistaw ta' semawa mill-episode sana kif netkellmu fuq kulħadd. U tistaw taqraw l-artikli tagħna li m'għandix fini jien kif nikteb l-artikli tiegħi. So that's the best thing about it.
Speċjalment tistgħu mill-lejla stess kif qed nitkellmu.
We will never stoop down to have an affiliate that controls whatever we say or condition our writing or whatever goes on.
And when he says we, he doesn't include Jacob.
Le, Jacob ma joċ, Jacob nisalku għakallu.
U l-skrip.
U l-skrip. Anyway, naqalbu għal best action adventure title of the year. Il-contestants kienu Uncharted 3, LA Noir, which was another overlooked title. Batman, Arkham City. Infamous 2.
Featured the category.
Assassin's Creed Revelations. I'm sorry. It's funny.
Say it up.
Sorry. Assassin's Creed Revelations. Anyway. Hannes got him now for LA Noir. LA Noir. It is an honorable mention this year. Technologija li jintużat fija was probably... It's gonna go down in history as something that is going to be used in the upcoming generation, and it's something unbelievable. Pero, it has some major issues. Walija lek miex ħateħu l-action adventure game of the year. It has some fucking horrible issues. Probably caused by the limitations.
The hardware.
The hardware and the rockstar element. Tejdu li xizzabrit tejt bija. Kiku neħo the sandbox theme of the game, which is useless. They could have done a much better job.
Yep.
Kuna kolla miktar spazju fej jahdmu aħjar iktar komdi.
Pero, miktar focus tal-ħadda.
Jidru li daħlu saqja film Rockstar. Jena personalment best action adventure game of the year ħajkoll inti għal Uncharted 3.
Jena personalment inti għal ilaw kol.
It is the ultimately the best game of the year.
Infamous kira tajba ħafna, Batman Arkham City tajba ħafna, pero.
Jena, take it from this point of view. Għadna għatma rajt, development team li jirna xxelu juħroċ tlet lobiet, a series of games li huma daqshekk tajbin from start till end. Yep. Uncharted 1, fantastic game. Uncharted 2, awesome game. Uncharted 3, amazing game. It is unbelievable, man. I'm speechless.
Yeah, well not deserved. A dog.
They're fucking fantastic.
And yes, when Matthew is speechless, it's one big fucking surprise.
No, fuck off. Anyway, best platform title of the year. Can I Rayman Origins? Sonic Generations. Sorry.
Seriously? That's a girl I want.
Sorry. Super Mario 3D Land. Spit.
Just say it.
Sorry. It's not bad. Sonic Generations, aren't you?
Sonic Generation, it comes after generations of Sega raping a hedgehog. Gonna say though?
Yes, amen.
Certain comment.
best platform of the year, I call it a little underdog, which is one of the best platform games I have ever played. It's Rayman Origins.
Yep.
It's a fucking fantastic game, man.
Come on. And Rayman, if you actually hear us, we love you.
Oh, Rayman's, yes. Mm-hmm. Shane met you, don't worry.
Are you talking about sheep fucking again?
No.
Anyways, we still love you, Rayman's.
Best racing title of the year. Can I Need for Speed the Run, Forza 4, or Driver San Francisco? I have to go with Forza 4. I'm sorry.
I can drive.
Huh?
Did you very much have the driver?
No, because the racing element of Driver, nah. It's too shabby. Forza 4 had this fantastically well, so. I have to give it to Forza.
Yep, Forza 4, Loba Taiba.
It's very good. Best sports title of the year. FIFA 12, wow. PES 644, Fight Night Whateverness, and Madden NFL. I call it FIFA for the fantastic new engine they implement out, the visual characteristics, which are awesome. It's a spot-on amazing soccer title, yep. Man.
Good
Pro Evolution, they are knocked out of the fucking competition. Nafli Malta matanċ jisa taplika, pero nishtiq nara l-istess implementation ta' engine ġdida fuq Madden NFL. Waqt lura ħafna se Madden NFL. It looks exactly like, for the past 3 years, it looks exactly the same.
L-obba liħad biħ il-biljoni, u just skater dal-Amerikani, u just.
Yeah.
Ma jipurta home, you should just to redo update the rosters practically.
Yeah. You know, weirdly enough, ma nafxala għandi an attraction to NFL games.
It's cool, tajri, nilabba mu għal-person.
So you watch tamt kem nara series
live.
Alleċ, Jade Brainwashed. Anyway, best rhythm title of the year, kanna Dance Central 2, Child of Eden, ma staċ naħseb fuq oħra, so.
Anyway, the profound personal man, Jacob.
What? Hunty a little Child of Eden by a unanimous vote. Dance Central sub that. Alla volume behet il billioni. What? Best sandbox title of the year. Can Saints Row the Third fejrajna low-well implementation tough fisting machine Joe Aloba. L.A. Noir.
Automatic game of the year.
driver San Francisco and infamous too. Għawek kienet jibsa. Għawek kienet jibsa ħafna u ħafna u ħafna. Infamous 2 is amazing. It's a fantastic fucking game from start to finish. It is a whole game. It's well balanced, man. The story, gameplay, sandbox element, kollox. Saints Row the Third is a very fun game, pero you get tired of it really, really easily. So I have to give it to Infamous 2. Pero Saints Row the Third is a good buy. It's a perfectly good game. Naqalbu fuq kategorija totalment differenti, the best downloadable content of the year. Kanna Gran Turismo 5, ovvjament, balla downloadable content this sana. Gears of War 3, Rock Band 3, Portal 2, u Forza 4. What do you think? Jien inti għal Gran Turismo 5 li tant ippuxxja għom DLC, tant ippuxxja World System, u tant ħarġu affarijiet b'xejn. They made Gran Turismo 5.
Totally even, different game. I agree. I mean, then they do
it's like, huge, huge it's changes. Like, it's like another installment, yep. Man. It's awesome. It's awesome.
You know, li għalli lanti għu. All right, Rock Band 3, whatever. Or just this key. Imagine I'd vote Jake.
It's boring. Yes, it's Jake's.
Yes, Jake, we love you.
Anyway. Elbu għal best role-playing game of the year. Ma tantx kien hemm xi options kbar. Però għandna Skyrim, The Witcher 2, Dragon Age 2, Deus Ex Human Revolution, Bastion li hija downloadable u Dark Souls. Cast your votes. Which is jiena inti
drum roll.
Jiena inti għal Skyrim, I'm sorry.
Stop something.
I have to go with Skyrim. It has to take something this year. Even though it's a broken game. I have to give best role playing game with Skyrim. I'm sorry. Bastion is amazing. Deus Ex is amazing. Dragon Age 2 sucks dick.
No, Dragon Age, seriously.
Sucks dick.
No.
Big dick?
Two more finish type of Acid One.
Dragon Age 2?
Yeah.
It doesn't compare to anything. It, actually, shit is better than Dragon Age 2.
Alright. Fuck Dragon
no,
Age.
But Serta, so you play a fucking awesome game like Dragon Age 1, and then you expect something so much fucking more.
They fucked up.
Yeah, big time.
Royally. It's
EA.
You know, you're Dark Souls.
And yes, Skyrim it is.
Skyrim it is. Skyrim is
the best. Ali specialment kum between Skyrim and
The Witcher 2, man.
Yes.
The Witcher 2 is amazing.
They are both fucking awesome.
Għal-mejle, joġbu RPGs u maddux u The Witcher 2, please go ahead and buy it. It's a fucking amazing game. It will blow.
U għal-dawk il-metalheads li jem out there, kit fitxu fuq Witcher, u joġbu kum il-Vader, ħassibu The Sword of the Witcher.
Fuck.
Li għal fucking amazing.
Kif konna din fuq RPGs? Bastion, it's a downloadable game. It's a role-playing game. It's fantastic, man.
Amazing.
Ma provawa, ma tantx tisma' flus, so abdu downloadjawa, għad available għal Xbox Live u PC u koll. Anyway, naqilbu fuq Best Fighting Game, ma tantx rajna fi speċjalità Mortal Kombat, di il-relaunch tagħha taħt il-new publishers tagħhom Warner Brothers Games. Street Fighter 1500-423. Excel VS PPT u Tekken High Hybrid. Li Tekken Hybrid
u
xiex
uħarra
Bing
King of Fighters 30 li nat il-voti li jina
Mortal Kombat it is. Mortal Kombat kienet the best fighting title of the year.
Yes, għamim ma jafx Jacob mandux interess u mandux vot
mandux say.
Zuppet namela.
Mortal Kombat, dude. Mortal Kombat is Mortal Kombat. I mean, they managed to do what Midway never dreamed of doing. Mm-hmm. They took Mortal Kombat to a whole new level. It's fantastic, man.
They went back to their roots. Dik l-importanti.
But under new management.
Yeah, of course.
That's the weird thing, man.
They improvow.
Inna xidhom jamlu xogħol aħjar mill-creators tagħhom. How the fuck can you manage?
Huma dejjem improvaw ibidlu xi ħaġa, però.
How can you manage to fuck up so badly, man? Anyway, best downloadable title of the era. Now, Bastion, From Dust to Outland.
Jinalija personalment Outland uġbitni ħafna ħafna. Ħafna.
You? Outland it is. Outland had the best downloadable title of the year. Moving on. Best online playability this year. Oh my Portal God. 2, Killzone 3, Battlefield 3, Ratchet and Clank, all for ass. Assassin's Creed 3 Revelations, which is also known as Ass Creed Revelations. Anyway, I cast my vote Portal 2, man. The co-op is bloody brilliant. Nalija
personalmente tija li Portal 2 għax fundamentally għamlu cross-platform game. Għatik, 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 PlayStation 3 stilabu mal PC, which is ħagġi laqat masiret
għabel. Extraordinary, man.
Nisperaw li kompli għadija di l-ħagġi, di partnership ta'
Weirdly enough, that's the only title, man.
Yes.
Anyway, best storyline li kienet ibsa ħafna. Gonna Uncharted 3, Portal 2, LA Noir, Gears of War 3, and Infamous 2. It is...
Yeah.
Not an easy category. Jiena, l-ewwel kont qed inxaq li play Uncharted 3, which has a fantastic story. Però, I have to give it to Portal 2.
Ukoll.
I have to give it a point. I'll change my mind. I have been thinking about my vote on this particular category for the past 3 days. Portal 2, man. I won't say a thing. Portal 2. Fantastic story, fantastic ending, amazing ending.
David.
Portal 2.
Minna ħati, minna best fucking storyline.
Gears of War.
Gears of War.
Of course.
No, seriously, man. Għandek amazing fucking gameplay imma l-istorja li kellek.
Good.
It was fucking epic.
It was fucking epic.
Especially the ending, man. It was fucking tear-breaking.
Did you play Portal 2?
That's the fucking thing, man. I didn't fucking play Portal 2.
That's why.
Did you play Gears of War 3?
Yeah.
Gears of War?
Yeah.
Wow.
Portal 2 is... something that made my sphincter shrink.
So the thing is that it's between Jacob now.
No. It's...
John the portal, anyway, so...
Jake, wow, you suck, bitch.
Jake's vote and mine, Portal. It was a tie between Uncharted and Portal, but...
You know what? Chesco, you still suck.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Chesco, you suck. Anyway, best motion control game. Zelda Skyward Sword, Dance Central 2, Medieval Moves, Child of Eden.
And my hand.
Jake voted Dance Central 2.
Yeah, Jake, what the fuck is wrong with you? Isat nara. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Ma voted anyway. Child of Eden, jury voted
Dance Central 2. Ma namaġinax Jake ilab Dance Central 2. Anyway, I cast my vote. It's gonna be Zelda Skyward Sword. With such an outdated peripheral, I think they did the best of it.
Yep.
So, yeah, there it goes. Best acting. Uncharted 3, LA Noir, Killzone 3, Gears of War 3, Batman Arkham City. Mem Shalfein Edelkom, Uncharted 3. Nolan North,
yep.
You rock my world. I do masturbate for you twice a day.
Al kem Nolan North, hadden fuq Birth Batman Arkham City u kol. U Portal 2. U Killzone 3.
I personally hate Batman Arkham City. You know what I hate most? The most important characters, voice actor Batman.
Imma Batman dejjem għandu dik il-vuċi raspi.
Yeah, he's right. He's fucking right.
Hemm differenza, hemm raspi tipo għaliex Christian Bale still hemm naqa' motion o fucking yeah did they kill them? Oh okay, I have to masturbate while what?
Yes, he's dead in Nate, the meta Jacob at Yasef Ulikan. This is Aja.
Totalmente.
No emotion, dude. It's like, I don't know. It's not a good voice acting.
Yeah, Uncharted.
Uncharted 3, hands down. Uncharted 3, hands down. Anyway, best official soundtrack of 2011. كانونا مش حزين كان Child of Eden, Uncharted 3, Killzone 3, Infamous 2 و Portal 2
و Skyrim.
Really?
Seriously?
Oh, Skyrim.
Fuck Skyrim, dude.
Really?
Yeah. So,
best official soundtrack of the year هي مقسومة بيت ليتا.
Yes. Yeah.
Wow. That's amazing.
Amazing fucking sound.
So
amazing.
we have a tie between three. We have Child of Eden, Portal 2, and Skyrim. A lot of awesome soundtracks this year.
Good.
So there you have it. The first tie. Man, there you have it. Anyway, best developer of the year kana Bethesda, Guerrilla, Epic Games.
Bethesda.
Naughty Dog, Sucker Punch, Valve Studios, if imni meta taradaw gaming websites kwella isammu l-Bethesda pala
Skyrim, alla fucking developer.
Yeah, it's gonna I had to ridicule. Anyway, personalment, seeing how Uncharted 3 was created from bottom till top, I have to give it to Naughty Dog. Naughty Dog has been fantastic at creating one of the most revolutionary games in history, man. It is amazing. So,
plus, it's a Spandau, a lot of different
to go from the Crash Bandicoot series, which was amazing, to Uncharted, which is Uncharted 1, which was amazing, to it's unbelievable, man. Adni Atmaraj developer li kollu daqsek lob series daqsek twila with no fail at all.
Consistent.
No fail, man.
Yeah, especially when you think about Crash Bandicoot. And from Crash Bandicoot you go to
Jack and Dexter.
But it's amazing.
Still fucking epic.
They managed to create fil-kultura ta'na dejjem tmur meta konna żgħar dejjem konna ngħidu Indiana Jones man, l-lum il-ġurnata tisma' n-nies jgħidu lek alla Nathan Drake so, it's like he's a character of a series or a film.
Seriously, there's no one better than fucking Nathan Drake.
Nathan Drake is
I actually want a fucking movie after him.
Vera nixtieq jagħmluha.
Bis-serta ma' xin tara dak il-lop, man, għandek Uncharted 1, 2 and fucking 3.
It's amazing.
You want a fucking movie.
It's amazing.
Umux a movie just out of fucking nowhere. Bix kompli il-fucking loba.
Shahaja.
Big production.
Shahaja menajr Mark Wahlberg.
Aha, please.
Wasanna al the ultimate overall best game of the year as awarded by the some guys on my crew. Anna, the contestants Uma, Uncharted 3, Skyrim, Portal 2, Batman Arkham City.
Yeah. And Jacob Gouda.
Which sucked as a game, your graphics cannot zop. We will break down the categories as we go along. Pero, our clear and unanimous winner. Undisputed winner for 2011, our game of the year, awesomest winner of 2011 is Uncharted 3. Uncharted 3 by unanimous vote, 100% of the votes have gone to Uncharted 3, which will be jotted down in history as one of the most amazing games that ever slapped its cock across my face. It's fucking
and Jacob's.
Everybody's.
It is an amazing overall game. Naf li jam ħafna mas-semijat tagħna ħajdu li għalfej ma tajtuwix il-Skyrim. Reason being, Skyrim is broken. Especially broken for the PS3. And I cannot cannot fucking suggest.
One more time.
Cannot suggest this title as being a game of the year when it is broken for so many people. I'm sorry, Andy. Kif taqbattit? Ma minix kapaċi ngħidilkom isma' ixu Skyrim, minix mamul hekk. Yes. Il-logħba tajba, logħba sabiħa kemm tridu, però għandha ħafna problemi u minn developer bħal Bethesda ma pretendejx li ħajkollha daqshekk flos. Speċjalment għal PlayStation 3 li għadhom sissa bl-istess problema. It is virtually unplayable.
Wara ċertu sejjat, it's virtually unplayable,
seriously. It's unbelievable. So
ridiculous.
Nifhemkom l-anger li intom forsi għandkom PC jew hekk u veredin into it, però ma nafx għala b'mods fuq il-PC t-perform l-ħjar minn li kiko għala Xbox standard, ma nistax nifhem għala fuq console taħdem fuq l-oħra. No. Uncharted 3 is a well-deserved alleged award, and I stand by my vote.
Amazing story, graphics, characters, gameplay,
everything,
color, so
everything.
Well-deserved.
From top to bottom, it was well-deserved, and it's amazing. Oh, as equally as awesome. And entertaining, we will cast our vote for the overall worst AAA title of the year 2011. The contenders are Alice Madness Returns, ovvjament jiena pċerta dik l-idea, Ass Creed Revelations, Brink, and Mindjack, and Duke Nukem Forever.
Seriously?
By a unanimous vote.
Seriously?
By a unanimous vote. And it is laughable. It's gonna go to Duke Nukem Forever. Damn, you suck. 15 years it took to create the worst game in history.
This man has a turnaround just so.
It's so sucky.
Seriously, I agree with him.
It is so
it was the only fucking game that I bought from Duke Nukem fucking series, man. It sucked ass.
It was not the worst game.
It is the worst game. It is
the worst game. It's the fucking corniest game. What else, man?
Let's put it this way. It's an embarrassment to humanity. 15 years, really? In 15
Dude,
years, I would have
I'd rather fucking watch Barney. And when I say Barney, I mean Barney the Dinosaur,
you watch
which
it
I
normally.
Fucking hate so fucking much.
You watch it normally, I see you.
No, that's you, bitch.
I would rather watch fucking Margaret Thatcher.
What she said.
Yeah. Anyways, there you have it. Daw kienu the Game of the Year Awards ta' l-2011 li kienet l-aqwa sena għal-gaming. It was an amazing year. Ovvjament, l-affarijiet li smajtu ħuduhom bħala parir, jekk kontkom tixtru logħba, tkun xi tkun. Li semmejnilkom aħna huma l-aqwa logħob li tistgħu tilagħbu.
Jacob
jilgħab kompletament tal-win, ġifieri tistgħu
timmaġinaw. We still love you though.
Biex nagħlqu l-kapitlu tal-Game of the Year Awards tal-2011. X'taħsbu ntgħu fuq din is-sena? Jgħatlu għadin looking forward għal-titlu partikolari għax
SSX l-ġdida.
SSX?
Seriously, taf kem kritik għaw kem kritika għal-trailer l-ħarġ fil-bidu pero għadni kif rajt trailer ġdida taħħa, it looks like a proper SSX and it looks amazing. Vera looking forward għal-ja personal.
I'm looking forward for Twisted Metal. SSX. Hitman.
Yeah.
But I can tell you that the ultimate game of the year will be Bioshock Infinite.
Bioshock Infinite. The Last Guardian, supposed to be
The Darkness.
The Last of Us.
Darksiders 2.
My, came more of all one.
Yeah.
Paradoxiders.
It's a death. I didn't like Darksiders.
Seriously?
I'm sorry, I didn't like Darksiders.
Oh, it's fucking epic, man. Seriously.
I didn't like it. I have no idea why.
No, literally, Nate, مش هتكون proper Darksiders too.
مش استريت اللعبة فيه.
I didn't... ايه نيدو؟ ايه نيدو؟ كفيني. اما اتشرت ولا ما انتتخى. Alright, it's Zelda and God of War, the Buster Child.
No, man. بسيرت, man. Memshane are من Dante's Inferno para copying other fucking games.
Yeah, true.
Derivative.
في الفات واحدة من الجيمز اللي كوبيا Dante's Inferno كانت Darksiders.
Honey, لكن the thing that spoiled the fun of it personally وما نفسك وش هتقبلو ميايش ما نحسبش يديتو بالاساس. I bought Darksiders at the same time that I bought God of War 3. So visually and gameplay mechanics wise, God of War 3 overtook that game, so I didn't give a shit.
فهمني بلا كيف تيتين من قبل مياك. اما Darksiders الفيل تاعها والستوري كانوا fucking different.
يعني personality graphics very much is cause of course but the gameplay كان
لا بلا graphics God of War
but God of War of course
but God of War is God of War.
اما انا عندك تمسي لوبا amazing بلا Darksiders just اش الجرافيكس مو جاسك
دارك سايدرز مان بالسير تاعك الفيل تاعها والستوري اللي كلها كانت فاكن ابيك اللوبة اللي هارجت
هاي ستيل
متى تايد God of War سبيشال متى بدي من بدونات there's nothing that ever is gonna fucking compare to it ever
اش طاف لها تكون طيب دارك سايدرز اللي كنت بشتريتها blind purchase وبلهتني
specialmente sa il loblemis ma sei diretto a shatkun l'sta storia emma mel
perspective
to that do what that
I'm looking forward
to l'sta storia I will give what l'sta storia de ho
I will give it a chance another chance but I don't know
if you know anyway out name minna RPGs Jena ġejku RPGs nħobbu. Inti tħobb l-ster, inti tħobb l-istorja.
Eżatt.
Mhux ma jissupporti jewx Matthew. Ma nafx kif lab fucking Skyrim u hekk jien.
Dude Skyrim, eżatt.
Il-biri nies, biex ta' il-fucking vot għal Skyrim. He's fucking awesome. We both agree.
Jena Skyrim, jena RPGs. Ħanejt l-onesta kollha. U ħadd tabsquli. L-unici RPGs li tistatejt inħobb u nadura qasbis huma Western RPGs, huma JRPGs. U l-unika JRPG li inħobb u nixtieq nerġa' nilgħab fuq il-PlayStation 1. Kien Dragon Quest. U
we three agree. We three love them.
U speċi ta' RPGs oħra li konta nħobb kienu Pokémon fuq Game Boy Advance. I'm sorry.
I mean, I hope l'anime is those games that li
jittemmi.
Jittemmi jemmek. U Jacob Abbas. Oh my god, Jacob Mead.
I'm sorry.
Oh crap, he's back.
I'm sorry. Ema, Abel, fizzmin il-Game Boy Advance li għada warajna. I used to love Pokemon games. I'm sorry. I hate Pokemon, but I love Pokemon games.
That's what Ash Ketchum said.
Dik kienet l-ikbar sigret li qadżamejt li l-ek. I used to enjoy Game Boy. Jalla ċandi waħda fil-Game Boy Color.
Relazzjoni ta' bejn.
Yes, his last bitch was called Game Boy.
Anyway, imma Skyrim li għanda, it's... Ma nafx, daħlu, tant daħlu element ta' action fija li... It hits me.
It's a good gameplay.
It's a good game.
Dude, it's action, but still fucking repetitive.
Unfortunately, Aliyah, the thing that spoiled the fun of it, u għali, anka għala nofsija, man, il-frame rate ta' nifsormi, man.
Yeah,
I agree.
The game is fucking jittery.
Yeah, Aliyah, personalment, għabta fuq il-PC, 60 frames per second straight.
Jena, I have to be honest, U nishtiq inti kompari, kull min għandu PlayStation 3, tixrux Skyrim, man. It's fucked up. I'm sorry, ixtuwa for any other console or
invest any amount of time for you on the shit for PS3.
But if you're a guy that you don't give a fucking care, just fucking buy the game and play the shit out
of it. Yeah, no, but pero yeah.
You know, 2012, Mass Effect 3. I want to start playing Mass Effect. It looks awesome.
I agree. Especially graphics style.
Yep.
Kingdoms of Amalur. Kingdoms of Amalur is good at Dolore Hanashia. Even though it's an RPG, I'm going to go ahead and fuck it till eternity. The Darkness 2, interessatni hafna.
Say it, huh?
The Darkness 2 looks bloody amazing.
Okay, what do you think about the first one?
It was shit. Pero, it came out as too early this generation, so you couldn't expect too much. Permata Condonado Resistance 1. It was awesome, pero it sucked. And mashkalam limitations. So this one will be awesome. Especially kolosh hand painted, man. So it looks like
concept. So, in other words, guys, the people that fucking hated Darkness 1 would love Darkness 2.
For sure. Twisted Metal, obviously, man. I'm looking forward to it. Brothers in Arms, Al-Jadida. Shamektar. Oh,
Rainbow Six is the trailer. Anything to mobile?
It's a trailer for
No, seriously.
Rajaw Daru al Kollosh.
Seriously.
Rajaw Daru al Kollosh. I mean, they're changing again. Look at the trailer.
Concept trailer, yeah.
Rajaw Daru al Kollosh. They're changing again. Atom unsure lish say
amlo.
That spells disaster.
Seriously, forget about the game and Twisted Metal, man. Yeah. That's the fucking game you want.
And
Sweet Tooth.
And
fucking yeah.
And this is a big and. I'm looking forward to Syndicate.
Stab my bitch up.
I tried it. It's what one the of bitch? The best. It's one of the best fucking first-person shooters I have ever tried.
Wait, hold on. You like first-person?
Yeah, of course I love first-person. Dude. This Syndicate. Forget the name. Tatushkas li kalashta sama Syndicate, the tactical game. This is something... I mean, this out of Marginal, Star Breeze on Don Pedigree, it is fucking amazing.
And seriously, for people that know fucking Matthew, seriously, go with his fucking choice.
Don't.
Never
do.
Seriously.
Syndicate, man, it's fucking amazing. I didn't have high hopes for the game. I am brutally honest, man. Għax meta jabdu lek titlu tal-logħba antika, it-tejt m'għandhomx biżejjed kapaċità biex ibeħħuha on its own, però. Oh my fucking god. And the graphics
are jizzing.
The visuals are surreal, man. Tatni dik il-fili su tipu ta' Mirror's Edge, dawk il-kuluri u hekk. It's not grayed out crap. But it's amazing. I can't wait for the full shit to come out.
Oh. Cool.
Anyway, naħseb minna wak nistaw nalqu. Bdejna s-sena bit-tajjeb.
Happy New Year.
Bdejna s-sena fit-tajjeb waqt il-show. Qabel il-show kienet kagata għal-għalla t-tinkisser kull ma' u naħraqni.
Konsanet l-għalam.
Daw kienu il-Game of the Year Awards.
Jacob kien ħajam s-sewġidju. Depressed għal-għalla.
Kienet situazzjoni
kien. Bad kont ta' noqtlu jenni.
Diko t-nejne. This is fucking Coke. I'm gonna tell you the Coke.
Coca-Cola, man. What the fuck? I missed the mud guy. Anyway, it was a fantastic new beginning to continuation to an awesome series. Nishtuqna a feedback minkom. Minantkom għal-ħaġa importanti li ħaddawar il-futur tal-podcast tagħna huwa jaffettwakom li kieku inbidlu minn Malti għal-Ingliż.
Jena, ha, mandiġ problemi.
English, bitch!
Ponder it. Ponder. Anyway, minna għak nishtiq nara il-program, nishtiq nirgrasakom tal-li kontu maħna. Daw kienu in some guys on my Game of the Year Awards. Thank you. Cesco, fuck you, tal-li maġeċ.
Yeah, in other words, man, we don't fucking care. Dude, seriously?
Short of dinner winning.
Yeah, whatever.
Anyway, nishtiqukom s-sana tajba, xovjant ma kandix ċans nejdukom Happy New Year. And we are a ghost.
The Befana.
What?